have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see. To live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith. Not by sight, in your power and not my own might, and I live to die, so you can increase and I decrease. You're wonderful, yes you are, tremendous, yes you are,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exceptional, yes you are,
and I see, but I see.
But I see so differently.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, 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 everyone to Shabbat Saturday. Thank you so much for being with us on this Shabbat Saturday, on this beautiful Saturday here in the mountains of West Virginia. I just thank the Lord for this day. The word says that rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. It also says rejoice and be glad, because this is the day that the Lord has created. So we will rejoice and we will Shabbat him on today, because he created this day so that we could come together and to lift up his name, to Shabbat him in the name of Jesus. Listen, people of God, the word of God says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. All things were created by him, and we exist, you and I, because he created us in his image, and we are to worship him. We are to recognize our God, who is our Father, who is the Good Shepherd. He's the one who's able to take care of all of our needs. Amen. Our God created us for worship. Amen. Well, listen, this is the host of Shabbat Saturday. I am Apostle Dawn, and that's what we do, people of God, every Saturday when we come here on this platform with Elations Radio. We Shabbat our awesome God, because there is a great shaking going on, people of God, particularly in the heavenly realms, and you and I, we have been given the authority to speak and say something in this hour. And so we have come to Shabbat our almighty God, our God that is mighty in battle, our awesome God, and encourage you, our listening audience, on today in the name of Jesus. So today, I'm excited because we have here with us, and so honored to have her here, by the way, Apostle June Thomas, a voice to the believers ministry, amen, a ministry that is God's voice in this earth, amen, a ministry that believes passionately and lives out loud passionately that the blood of Jesus, amen, provides for us purity and purpose and full abundance, and in turn, we are to release that to others. I just love that mission statement. Apostle June Thomas, are you with us, woman of God? And if so, we welcome
yes.
you on today. Glory to
Thank
God.
You.
How are you?
I'm blessed.
Wonderful.
I'm blessed.
We thank the Lord for your taking time to be with us today here on Shabbat Saturday and to bring the people of God a Kairos word and inspire us to be raptured ready, because that is the hour that we are living in, people of God. I want to say thank you again for joining us, everyone that is listening, everyone on the rebroadcast that will be listening, and most importantly, buckle your seatbelts and get ready to welcome Apostle June Thomas. Please go forth and share with our Elation family and the listening audience what the Holy Spirit has placed on your heart for his people. Amen.
Praise God. I want to welcome everybody and say what an honor it is to be able to be God's voice. You know, some people think that's being arrogant, but that's exactly what he wants us to be. His voice in the earth, his hands. So I'm just saying what we are. Well, you know, I've been hearing since I was a little girl that Jesus was coming. And it seems like we've been looking and looking and looking, and he's not appearing. But I want to tell you, beloved brethren, every minute that Jesus delays his coming moves us closer and closer and closer to the hour, the minute, the second that we will hear the trumpet sound and hear the voice saying, come up thither, any moment now. Amen? I'm not sure if you just want me to skirt, if you're going to ask me questions.
I'd like you to go ahead and just minister to the people of God regarding them needing to be raptured ready, woman of God.
Okay. I want to make a disclaimer that I am not an expert in this and that I cannot bring you everything the Bible says about it, but I want us to understand enough to be raptured ready. Jesus himself said in Matthew 24:30, there should appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. So this is not Jesus coming the second time, but him appearing in the sky, where we will meet him in the sky. It says in Revelation 4:1, and I love this, because he doesn't leave us guessing. He gives us pictures. He told us what will happen. Revelation 4:1 says, as John is the revelator, is experiencing all these things that will happen, he said, and I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard were of a trumpet talking with me, a trumpet talking with me. And that's what Jesus said, the trumpet will sound. So here in Revelation 4, John says, it's as if a trumpet is talking with me, which says, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately, I was in the spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Immediately, and that's what the Bible says, in the twinkling of an eye, here in Revelation chapter 4, in verse 3, it says that he who sat upon the throne was like jasper and sardine, and there was a rainbow round about the throne. There was a rainbow. And I just want us to see how there are people who are using the rainbow to mean something totally opposite of what God created that rainbow for. I just wanted to point that out as we pass through that. In Revelation 4:1, it says, after this, I looked and behold, after what this? If we look back, he was talking about the seven churches in Revelation. So in Revelation 3, we see that last church, the church of Laodicea, the lukewarm church. And these are seven church ages, and we are in that age right now when the church can be considered lukewarm. And it says he's writing to the Laodiceans, and Laodicea means justice of the people. And what a time we live in. If we look back 20, we see the George Floyd all across the world. We see the Me Too, the Black Lives Matter. We see, like never before, two impeachments. We see the Roe versus Wade reversal about to happen. All these things, justice of the people. So he's talking to the Laodicean church, and he says in Revelation 3:14, write these things, said the faithful, the amen, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works. I know your work. And we've got to understand, God knows our works. We might put on a big show for the world. We might act a certain way, and the world may think, wow, God knows our works. And he says, I know that you are neither hot nor cold, because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold. I will spew you out of my mouth. You say that you're rich and increased with goods and have need for nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind. So I counsel you, buy of me, not the world, not the mega church or any other place, but buy of me, buy of God, gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. So we've got to turn back. This is the age when we've got to turn back to the Word. The Word, remember, it's Christ. He was the Word in the flesh, and we have to turn back. Because in Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. So be zealous, therefore, and repent. In other words, be rapture ready. Only he can show us how, through his word, as we let the Holy Spirit reveal it to us. Now he's saying, I'm coming like a thief in the night. And we've got two witnesses in the word that tells us that. We've got Peter and Paul. Peter tells us in 2 Peter 3:10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and elements shall melt. And then we've got Paul telling us in 1 Thessalonians 5:2, for you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. But we, his children who are ready, it tells us in verse 2 of 1 Thessalonians 5, let's see verse 4. It tells us, you're not of the darkness. That day will not overtake you as a thief, because you are children of the light. In other words, you are being prepared. You are preparing yourself. He says, you're not asleep. You're watching. You're sober. Jesus himself said in Matthew 24 that the days of Noah, so will the coming of the Son of Man be, as in the days of Noah. What were they eating? What were they doing? Ordinary things. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage till that day came. And he said it will be the same way. And watch, if you remember in Genesis, it says God saw the wickedness in Genesis 6. God saw the wickedness of man, but it was great in the earth. And you would think we're talking about this day. You really think we're talking about this day. It says in verse 8 of Genesis 6, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Are we finding grace in God's eyes? Are we being rapture ready? In Genesis 7, it goes on to tell us that after they went into the ark, the Lord shut him in. The door is going to be shut in the end. Once that rapture happens, we can't make ourselves go in. We can't make, no, and God will shut the door. And it says the flood came. And here we get a picture again of the rapture. When they all got into the ark, what happened? It says in Genesis 7:17, the ark was lifted up above the earth. Again, a picture of the rapture. The ark was lifted up above the earth, went into it. How many people? Only 8. And that's why he said the road is narrow. And few are going down that narrow road. And many are going down the broad road. So it's time for us to get ourselves together. And just like in the days of Noah, the ark was lifted up, the flood came and cleaned the earth. So it will happen again, except not this time by water. But the rainbow is his promise to us that he will not destroy the earth in a flood again, but it sure will happen by fire and brimstone. And so we've got to listen and understand that he says in Revelation 21:7, he that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And the same he says in Revelation 14:9. And here he gives another warning, because after the rapture, there will be 7 years on earth. 3.5 of those will be just people trying to survive. But when the second 3.5 comes, the Antichrist will reveal himself. And it says in Revelation 14:9, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So we don't want to be on this earth when the rapture comes, because when it does, we're going to get to the place, if we want to go to heaven, there's still a chance. Just like the ark was lifted, just like we are going to be lifted, when we leave this earth, so will the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will go back to heaven. So on this earth will only be left those people who knew the truth before, and they're willing to come back to truth. It's not going to be easy, because just to eat, just to get money, you're going to have the mark of the beast. And if we can't even fast a meal now, what's going to happen then when we want to eat? How many are going to give in to the mark of the beast just so they can eat? The Bible says, Jesus says, if it were possible. And I hear a lot of people misquoting this scripture, Matthew 24:24. He says, there shall arise false Christ. And then he pauses and says, I remember in my country, in November of 78, Jim Jones rose up and declared that he was God and caused over 900 people to drink poison, saying that they're going to heaven. This is their way to go to heaven. He was a false Christ. And remember David Koresh in Texas? So he says, there will arise many false Christs, false prophets, and they'll show great signs and wonders. And so much that if it were possible, that means right there it tells us that if you were the elect, if you're walking with God, possible to turn you away from him. But if it were possible, that means many are going to follow these signs and wonders, going after people with itching ears, hearing what they want said. They don't want to hear the truth. But listen, whether we believe or not, will not change God's plans. And the pandemic gives everyone across the whole earth to relate to in the schemata of our minds, a representation, a current point of reference of how something traumatic and humongous will affect the whole earth, like the rapture. It's not going to change God's mind whether we believe or not. And I'm going to, before I end, I'm going to quote you a couple of scriptures to support the fact that it's time for us to believe God, because he's given us all these chances. And if we don't believe, it's not going to change him. Romans 3:3 says this: what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yeah, let God be true and every man a liar. And in Malachi 3:6, God himself says, I'm the Lord. I change not. And the same in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should change his mind. Has he not said it? Will he not do it? Has he not spoken? And will he not fulfill it? Isaiah 48 says the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever. Just as it says in Psalm 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. And I love this one in 2 Timothy 2:13. If we are faithless, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. Why? He cannot deny himself. God cannot deny himself. Watch everything that happened in the Bible. It was perfectly orchestrated. Even a tomb that was never used lay there for Jesus. I mean, go figure. Everything was perfectly orchestrated. Even the events that are happening now in our land, it's orchestrated by God. Yes, a lot of bad is happening because the enemy is always at work. He's come to the end. I want to tell you this. Satan lived in heaven with God. He was a third of three high angels, the highest angels. He knows God's MO, God's modus operandi. He knows the word better than we do. He knows what's happening. He's seen the activities. And he reads the signs. He's doing his job, and it's up to us to do ours. And we see it in Jesus, even at 12 years old in the temple. He says, I must be about my Father's business. And that's where we need to be today, of our Father's business. The time is upon us. His appearance is soon. When I was a young child, there were still many things left to be accomplished before his coming. But I want to tell you, the last one is that the gospel will go to the ends of the earth. Man, the gospel is in so many places that we never thought that it will go. It is happening everywhere. All the signs are together and ready. All the signs are ready. This is the third day, 2022. We've got 2 days, 1,001, 1,002, and now we're in the third thousand. Remember, a day to the Lord is like 1,000 years. This is the third day when he will come. So his coming is any minute now, any minute. And the final thing I want to tell you is this. He said himself in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's even at our door right now. Any minute, he'll appear. and up to us to open and be ready. The rapture is going to happen. The time, he says, not even he knew it. Only God knew it. Any minute now, God's going to look at that clock and look at Jesus and say, son, it's time. Go get my children. Are we ready? What is going to cause us to be ready? Simple. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in him, receive in him, confess in him, and learning how to live for him through the word revealed by the Spirit that comes to live in us the moment we say we believe. God, all things are possible, even if with us it might seem impossible. So I want to encourage you today, be rapture ready. He loves us so much. He doesn't want to be apart from us. The worst social distance is hell, where we'll never be with our God and never have the opportunity to be with our God or anybody ever again. So please, I'm imploring you, child of the Lord, who loves the Lord and loves his people, please find out what it takes to be rapture ready. Amen?
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So much was said, people of God, but I want you to hone in on something that as I was listening to Apostle release this pour in this hour, the question I have, and the Holy Spirit just wants us to be so specific now. What is ahead for us? What should we do? And I go to the scripture, John 16, verse 13 to 14. It says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth.
Oh,
he will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that means that you need to have a connection. You need to be connected to the Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, he will glorify the Father because he is connected to the Father, triune God. All of them
mm-hmm.
are triune, all are one. And he knows the mind
yep.
of the Spirit of God, and he will reveal that to you in strategy and instruction. The scripture says in verse 14,
yes.
he will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. So what should you do? Hearken unto the voice of the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit. Spend time in intimacy with his presence and fellowship with his word. Amen. The next question I have, well, to be rapture ready, then what is ahead of us? We know that even right now in other continents, there are churches that are being persecuted. So expect
mm-hmm.
religious persecution. Amen. Expect false churches to raise up as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they do their own thing. They're bringing their own doctrine. They're speaking their own truth and not the truth of the word. And they're being very
mm-hmm.
reckless and mishandling God's people. So look out for false doctrine in the name of Jesus. And the most important thing for any kingdom church right now is to preach the kingdom of God. If the gospel is not preached, it is a false church, period. Amen.
Amen.
If anything, get up and run in the name of Jesus. And the summary of the gospel, the kingdom gospel, is Jesus Christ died for our sins. He rose on the third day according to God's plan, amen. And when churches preach this, amen, they can't go wrong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You promote the kingdom of God, not your platform,
amen.
Not your brand, hallelujah, not your and of your Women's Day, Man's Day, whatever. Preach the kingdom of God.
And the scripture says, amen, according to the word of God, that if you lift me up, I will draw all men. Amen.
Amen.
The true church, the true church of God, the kingdom church, is going to cling to the freedom that is made available in the word of God, demonstrated in the word of God, revealed in the word of God, and demonstrated by the Holy Spirit. Scripture says in Revelation 14, here is a call that is being made, and I want to say this with a, as a declaration. It's a call that's being made for the endurance of the saints, amen, who keep the word of God. When you are being prepared and being raptured ready, it says specifically in Revelation 14:12, hallelujah, it's making a clarion call for you to take note, pay attention. Be sober.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I'm going to go there right now. Bear with me because I'm in my word. Amen. So if you hear pages rustling, I'm in the word of God. Because I want you to know it's not mm-hmm. our opinion that's going to save you, that's
nope.
going to prepare you.
Nope.
It's the word of God. And it says, here
word
is the patience
God.
Of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. 2 Timothy 4:3 tells us, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, doctrine. They have itching ears, and they accumulate things for themselves, and they do these things to suit their own passions. But we know that Scripture
mm-hmm.
and the Word, amen, is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and training in righteousness. The Word of God is being promoted in that church, in that organization, to make you ready, hallelujah, not ready for the next event, but ready for Christ's soon return. Everything,
amen.
I say, even with such I implore you, everything, everything, we are to test it, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:21, but we hold fast to what is good. Amen. The word of God
yes,
is
yes.
good for us in reproving and rebuking and instructing in the name of Jesus to be rapture ready in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I would also add, I thought you would jump in there, Apostle. I would also add in 2 Timothy 3:1-5, it tells us to understand this. You that want to be raptured ready, I thank God this is being recorded. It says, in the last days, there will be times of difficulty. So, yes, there's going to be persecution. We're not going to be walking through the tulips. We're not going to be Pollyanny, but we're going to be sober and elect, sober, and we're going to be conscious, Holy Ghost conscious, of the times in which we are living as the sons of Issachar could discern the times and seasons. It says, in the last days, there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers
mm-hmm.
of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, my God, today, without self-control, slanderous, brutal, not loving good, calling what is evil good, and we see that happening in our media, amen. They will be reckless.
Amen.
They will be conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. You have
power.
Many that would wear their titles and think they have a title, an entitlement because of their titles, and that they can mishandle God's people, and that's going to be okay. The devil is a whole lie. And you that are being rapture ready, you need to be circumspect, knowing this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days, following their own sinful desires. They will say, where's the promise of his coming? They have this ism that they call, coating. Oh, my God.
occulting behind the pulpit, and that's supposed to be promoting the kingdom. Again, the devil is a whole lie. Forever since the fathers fell asleep, according to scripture, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. We need to return to the first works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The scripture tells us to be rapture ready. We must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour
we do not expect. Hallelujah.
Amen. So in all that's been said, people of God, hallelujah, what should you do? Be still and know that he is God. Repent, believe, and live the word of God. Amen. Get into your word. If ever there was a time for you to digest and have a daily dosage of the word of God, this is that time. Amen. Believers, we're supposed to be a body. So we help each other. We encourage each other. We don't tear each other down. Amen. We encourage our brothers and sisters until the day of his coming. We help others spiritually and materially, and we have this expectation and this joy because we have confidence in knowing that he is faithful and that he will keep his word. Hallelujah. So we don't partner with fear. We don't doubt. We don't walk in discouragement just because we see recession, just because we see prices hiking, just because we see gas prices hiking, just because we see scarcity in our grocery stores and there being a lack of resources. Well, listen, that was never your source in the first place, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your source is Christ, the hope of glory.
Yes.
And I'm not being Pollyanna about that. For I know that he is what? He can do abundantly. Ooh, Jesus, help me on today. Above all that we can ask or even imagine. So be led by the Holy Spirit. Be discerning. And then lastly, how do you become rapture ready? Well, Jude tells us you build yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude tells us that we keep ourselves in the love of God. Hallelujah. Jude tells us to have compassion, making a difference, and saving others with fear, pulling them out of fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Hallelujah. Jude tells us, now unto him that is able, hallelujah, God is not a man that he should lie, but he's able to actually snatch us out of the palms of the enemy hands if we are faithful, if we are steadfast, if we are obedient, if we are hearkening unto his voice and the voice of a stranger, we will not follow. So, yes, there'll be persecution. Yes, there'll be floods. Yes, there is quaking and crisis in this earth. Amen. Yes, there'll be demoralizing. Yes, there will even be separation of the wheat and the tare, like the woman of God says. But by God, hallelujah, I know that there is coming a great wave of repentance in this nation, according to the word of God, and he will remember our sins no more, and he will put our past behind us. According to his word, there will be a great awakening of the church, the bride of Christ. According to Isaiah 52, it says, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. So I am encouraged that we will be ready. We will not be like those five virgins that had their lamp half filled, but we will have it full, waiting for our beautiful, awesome, amazing bridegroom that is coming with strength and with power in the name of Jesus. And with that, I want to say thank you again, Apostle, for this teaching. Amen. I just have to go there with you, woman of God, because I am ever mindful and just excited about the word of God. Hallelujah. It is one all by itself in Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. And I would now ask you, woman of God, for those who are not rapture ready, for those who are still waiting in the balance, would you pray a prayer right now to reach them in Jesus' name?
Father, these are your sheep. that you bled and died for. Lord, you give yourself, you give your life, your precious blood. What more can you do? Proven that you are worth our time, our lives, our efforts. So I pray you touch the hearts of those listening. Touch their hearts. Draw them to Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, stir up in their hearts. Lord, we are an independent people. But you never called us to be independent from you. We can't live like the world and please you. Open our hearts to truth again. It behooves us to live like you've asked us to live, like you commanded us to walk holy, like you are holy. And we can only find out what you want from your word, revealed by your Holy Spirit, the third part of the Godhead that is absent from heaven but present with us 24/7, 365. Father, stir up in the hearts of your people. Draw them to you. The answer is in your word. Because your word is you, your voice, your truth to us who you love. Thank you, Lord, for stirring in the hearts, for drawing your people. We take authority over every lie of the enemy in the name of Jesus, every deception. And we say, no, go to the dry places. And Lord, let those dry places not be in your people. You said out of our bellies should come rivers of living water, not dryness where the enemy can dwell. So stir up again in our hearts, Lord, and draw us to you. So indeed, we can hear you say, well done, enter, and not depart from me because I knew you not. We love you, Lord. You are truth. Your word is truth. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth. So we thank you. You've given us all that we need. May we avail of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle. Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Listen, people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we come to the close. Amen. Glory to God. Apostle, you can mute your mic. Amen. Listen, people of God, do not doubt what God has released today in your hearing. Amen. What is your posture? Are you rapture ready? Amen. I believe that he's giving us specific instructions. If you have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to his church on today, we are being shifted into a new change. Change, people of God. Be rapture ready, period, and walk in that. I mean, his coming can be as soon as tonight when you lay your head down. Amen? He is coming back. That is a fact. Amen. And we are at our place of victory when we are in position and ready to receive him as his, you know, as we are his bride that he's coming back for without a blemish. I just want to thank the Lord for your being here today. And I believe with everything that is within me, because you have heard the word of God, and we know that it does not return him void, but that word will manifest Amen. And demonstrate itself that has been released in this hour in the name of Jesus. And with that being said, I want to say thank you again, everyone, in the name of Jesus. The Lord, he is telling us, listen, there are things you must consider for the days ahead of you. We may not know all the details, but we can be assured and have confidence as we go that we will hear his wisdom. We will receive his instructions, and we will carry out his word, and we will have rest in quiet confidence until the time has fully come, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Abba, Father, I thank you that now, because of your word, that the anointing that is on your word, that you will bless
yes.
your people, the hearers, amen, now and in the rebroadcast. Fill this
yes.
this moment now with your glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Those who are
yes.
under the sound of our voices now and later on the rebroadcast, let them experience a
yes.
great manifestation
yes.
of your power
hallelujah.
And your presence. Touch the life
yes,
and
Lord.
Nature of God within them, Lord God. We thank you
yes.
that because they have
yes.
heard the word and received it in their heart, that change is taking
thank
place
Lord.
Now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I want to say thank you
Amen.
For stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. And thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, Elation Radio, iHeart, Spreaker Radio, and YouTube for this platform. I do thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, Apostle June Thomas and God's people. I pray the Lord God himself, will continue to bless you indeed and continue to enlarge
Amen.
Your borders
yes.
and territories in Jesus' name. Thank you again for joining us on this Shabbat Saturday. And I would also ask that you come back next Saturday, amen, at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio, amen. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer. I love you so much. And may the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now, please close us out. Shalom, everyone. Love you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's what I just to live in a house or mansion, not just to drive in a fine fancy car. I just want more than a tangible possessions of this world. For made by the master's hand, I'm a unique design, not just to work every day for a dollar, not to dress for the approval of man. I have the image of a father and a savior, for with him I stand, with him I will remain.
precious name.